This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. The Hoback River is listed as one of America's most endangered in a report released Tuesday by American Rivers. 10 waterways are listed each year. Deborah Smith reports.
The Hoback is number 7 because of plans for hydraulic fracturing, called fracking, near the river's headwaters. Rendezvous River Sports owner Aaron Pruzan in Jackson notes that the lower reaches of the river are designated wild and scenic.
The water's clean. Amazing recreation for hunters, fishermen, whitewater, rafting. The area is important to the outfitting industry.
Plains Exploration and Production Company based in Houston has plans to begin natural gas extraction at the Hoback's headwaters using the fracking process. That involves chemicals that can leach into water systems. The company claims the chemicals are not dangerous and are closely monitored.
The good news about Wyoming snowpack is it didn't get any bigger over the last week. The bad news is it didn't melt much either. Amy Richards reports.
The Natural Resources Conservation Service says that the statewide average snowpack increased to 174% of normal over the last week. But water supply specialist Lee Hackelman says that's more because the snow isn't melting like it normally should be at this time of year. Still, Hackelman says the huge snowpack is a concern if it melts off quickly. Preparations by the state on down to local communities are being made in anticipation of a big runoff. I'm Amy Richards.
I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.
40% of the women who have heart attacks die from it. And that could have been me.
Diane had an emergency angioplasty at Cheyenne Regional.
Women are famous for taking care of others. We're mothers, we're wives, and we tend to just think about taking care of everybody else. Women need to stop and listen to what's going on in their bodies and understand that if you take good care of yourself, you'll be able to enjoy life for a lot longer.
See your physician regularly or find one at crmcwy.org.